Residents crowded into a community center in the near Northwest neighborhood over the weekend to watch a theater production called Tracy Talks. It was a stage reading written by someone who had experienced homelessness in South Bend.
Who wants to be out here freezing in the winter, boiling in the summer? Not none of us, I'm sure. Living like we some kind of animal.
Clara Ross wrote the script based on people she met during her time as a homeless woman.
For the women who are actually living this life, to tell their own stories, it's kind of too painful for them.
Ross had seven women from South Bend perform the characters, some who had experienced homelessness themselves. She says women on the streets face more than being hungry and cold.
They're taken advantage of in every sense of the words, emotionally, sexually, psychologically, physically, they've taken advantage of. They're a more vulnerable population.
The streets are a dangerous place, and we women do whatever we can to feel protected and safe. We do whatever we can to feel normal.
Homelessness is not something that you get used to. It's something that you survive.
Vita Harley read for one of the characters. She was homeless on and off in South Bend for about 20 years.
It's almost like a real helpless feeling. I used to sit up and just pray, you know, God, please just give me a home.
Harley and her three children left a home filled with domestic violence when Harley was 19. She stayed at Hope Rescue Mission on Michigan Street for a period of time. She says the hardships of being homeless are even greater when you're not only a woman, but also have a family.
There's so many dangers out there and people and stuff, and my biggest thing was just protecting my children, making sure nothing didn't happen to them.
She also says South Bend has some good resources for the homeless, but not enough to go around.
I was homeless in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota. They had a lot of more resources for the homeless.
After the production, some women who were either currently facing homelessness or who have experienced it at some point in their lives held an open forum with the audience. People asked questions about how to tell the difference between panhandlers looking for drug money and people who really need the help.
It's like, no, I don't even want the food, I just want the cash. So now it's like, to me, when people ask me for money or they panhandling, now I feel like, how can I help them out even though they were probably really in need?
I think we got to face reality that some of the people out there, they're not getting money for food.
Right.
So I would say, just keep on giving, because you never know. Because one day you may be out there and you may need somebody to help you. And you don't want them to have that same attitude about you.
Audience members also asked if blankets were something that could easily fit in their backpacks or if those often got left behind. The interest that the community showed gave Ross an idea for another event. It's called the Tracy Experience, and it'll give people the chance to experience living homeless in South Bend for 24 hours in January. 3rd District Council member Sharon McBride was in the audience. She agrees the city could be doing more.
The more people understand the problem and not thinking that it's not our problem individually and see it as a community's problem, that we need to make sure that we are continuing to reach out and make donations, volunteer and find housing for women in the city of South Bend.
McBride also says seeing these issues played out in theater helped her better understand the magnitude of homelessness in South Bend. Ross says that was her goal all along, to give homeless women a voice. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.